This is a production of the White Dragon Podcast Network, WDPN, bringing you the very best in internet talk radio.
Jumanji, everyone, and welcome to the Actively Distracted Dialogue Podcast, Episode 8, recorded live at the WDPN field offices in Greenwood, Arkansas. My name is Mike, and today I'm joined by Tony.
Buenos Aires, everyone.
And by Josh. Thanks, Josh. ADD is a podcast that focuses on the humorous side of popular culture. Today we're talking about the DC Comics television universe and how much more vast that is by comparison to Marvel's TV universe, which we talked about last week. So, let's get this comic party started. Josh, I know you're kind of new to the comic television.
I'm all caught up this time.
Okay,
I studied.
Of the DC series that are on television, how many of them did you take a look at?
The Flash, Arrow. I saw the first episode and I didn't like it. Didn't define the series.
No, I will say this: I was the same way. You've got to give it at least 3 episodes, and it starts getting pretty good.
Right, so I saw the first episode, and it was just he's on an island. Now he's not on an island. Now he can shoot an arrow really good.
Yeah, well, that all gets...
And that's it. Now he's a superhero.
Well, it is 5 years later. Okay. So, I mean, that's part of the progression is how in the world did he get from super rich playboy to, shooting like Hawkeye? Not to take us out of the DC, but, how did he get to that? What in the world happened in 5 years that turned him into a guy that could shoot tennis balls out of the air into a wall?
Oh, that's all I really got out of it. The pilot didn't really define the series for me.
No,
pilots never do.
No,
you ever seen the Breaking Bad pilot? That defined the entire series.
That is literally all of Breaking Bad I watched because I couldn't stand it.
Well, I wasn't sold on Stephen Amell in the pilot. I mean, I thought, okay, there's this guy who they got because he's in shape. Can he act? I wasn't sold on him on the first episode. But as it progressed, I thought, well, actually he does do a pretty good job of separating Oliver Queen and the vigilante. And Oliver Queen, not the playboy. Oliver Queen, who is basically the go-between between the vigilante and the public Oliver Queen, which is essentially the public Bruce Wayne.
Right.
I mean, there's a Bruce Wayne that the public sees, there's Batman, and then there's Bruce Wayne who's down in the Batcave doing everything.
Alfred's Bruce. So, like, we've got Starling City's Oliver Queen, and then there's Diggle's Oliver Queen.
Yeah.
Is Diggle the Alfred?
I think they've tried to portray him as that a few times. He's talked about being the black driver, just the hired hand, even though he has become almost a right-hand man of the vigilante. He has become somebody, and he has been the vigilante.
Which, sadly, all of this Josh hasn't picked up on yet because only the first episode.
Yeah.
After that, they flesh out his universe. Because in the first episode, all you have is you have Oliver Queen. You don't have the Arrow, at all in the first episode.
You still
much.
Don't really. Well, in the second season, which is where I've seen.
I don't know. The first season is like 24 episodes.
Well, yeah, but the first and second season, you still never get the Arrow. You get, it's the Hood, then the Vigilante, and that's all they refer to him as. Detective and they don't ever, yeah, they don't, love that guy.
Love that guy.
They don't ever talk about him in terms of the Arrow. Yeah. Several times it's made mention of it, like he's looking for a new identity, and he looks at one of his arrows that he's sharpened, and it's green, it's painted green. So they keep reminding you the whole time, all right, this guy is going to end up being the Green Arrow. Keep that in mind. But he has to start off as a local vigilante that no one knows, which is more, I like that.
So, Josh, you saw an episode of Arrow.
One episode of Arrow. I saw everything up to now on The Flash.
What do you think of The Flash?
Lucky. I love The Flash.
Oh, man. I will say this.
It's such a good show.
It really has. My opinion right now, it's got better writing than what Arrow's got, but that's just because I told you the other day, this season has plateaued out for me. The story arc has just gone on way too long. I don't want to spoil it for Josh in case he has a weekend where he just wants to sit down and binge watch it and actually see that it does get much better. It gets more compelling.
Are you talking about Arrow again?
Talking about Arrow, okay. Yeah. It gets more compelling. It ends up at this point, Arrow is a soap opera. You've got the sister who goes astray and then comes back, but he can't tell her his secret. And then you've got all of the different love interests that Stephen Amell as Oliver Queen would have because he looks like Stephen Amell. Basically, if you're a leading lady in this series and you're not his sister, you've slept with him.
Uh-huh.
Am I right?
Spoiler alert.
Except for Nyssa.
Who's Nyssa?
That would have been his spoiler alert. That would have been Sarah's betrothed. You didn't know that?
Okay.
No.
Raj Al Ghul's daughter.
Talia? Or did they change her name?
Nyssa.
Come on.
But
he's probably got several daughters.
He never approved, she says, of her love for the Canary.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to do
even,
it.
I would even say, even if you're not like a leading lady, because Helena was only in there for a couple of episodes, and he managed to.
I was really hoping to see a lot more out of the Huntress. Arrow? Yeah, on the Arrow.
Yeah, the Huntress is another.
She's a wealthy. Well,
not villain. And
she's
not hero.
She's an anti-hero. Oh, even in the.
Well, in this, she's painted as a very anti-hero.
Yeah. Like, I mean, she has always been bent on revenge. The Huntress herself has gone out to kill local mob bosses because of her dad's interaction within the world of gangs and organized crime.
Not for vindication because her dad was wrong, but because she just thought it was crummy and she really has no desire to see that stuff at all. So, like, she killed her dad.
Is she kind of like that main lady in Gotham? Lady that kind of controls Penguin and all those
fish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fish.
Let's pump the brakes real quick. Let's get back to the original question of how many series you've seen, DC series.
Gotham season one, Flash, and one episode of Arrow, and that's the only DC series that I know of.
Okay, so the answer was three.
Yeah.
Okay, so 10 minutes ago we were looking for three.
Okay. I'd name them.
But we got a synopsis. As of right now, currently, I don't want to say as of right now. As of a month ago, I guess there are actually five. Or currently, I guess there are five series from DC currently on TV.
What are the others? Right.
Well, we know of those three. Constantine
is DC.
I told you it was a show.
Which. You said it's going to be a show.
Oh, is it already a show?
I think it's already canceled.
Oh.
Yeah, it's come and gone. It got the Fox treatment.
It was on Fox.
It got Foxed.
Because right. Tony didn't watch it.
What, was it only on for like a few episodes or something?
One season.
I think one full season.
You know what? I think you'd like it. Check it out. Give it a shot.
I heard it was not bad.
I never heard of it. When did it come on?
This year.
Oh, okay. I never.
Last year.
I never saw a single preview for it.
Yeah. Did you see the Keanu Reeves movie from several years back?
I didn't see the movie, but I saw the previews for it. Okay. Yeah.
And then, and I didn't know this was a DC Comics property, but the other one that's on the CW, that iZombie, about a, I don't know what her job is, but I guess she works like in the morgue or something, and she becomes a zombie. Somehow, some way, I don't know. She's like the only zombie in America.
She's a crime-fighting zombie?
Yes, she is, because
and
she
nobody
eats the
really...
brains of her victims.
Are you
she eats
kidding?
The brains of the victims of the decedent.
That sounds like a one-season show.
It sounds like how did it get greenlit?
She
green-lighted.
Zombie.
We've reached that point.
So, yeah, the DC universe on TV. Josh has seen three of the five, and like I said, currently, and I say currently with a caveat to Constantine, because, you know, may it rest in peace.
he probably won't.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you've got Arrow, Gotham, The Flash, Constantine, and iZombie. Now, here's something interesting. These five different series are spread out over three networks, mm-hmm. which Constantine's actually an NBC joint, which it probably would have fared better on Fox. Here's the thing. It wouldn't have worked on the CW because it would be competing with Supernatural because of its Supernatural.
It is tendencies. Literally the same story as Supernatural. Well,
Hold on.
There's a lot of similar. I mean, the way that they're chasing people and using the relics and chasing demonic things. I mean, it's very, very similar to the way that Constantine.
Matter.
Yeah. So yeah, you're right though. They couldn't put them in opposing slots or anywhere near each other because they would just cancel each other out.
Exactly.
Like, people are not going to watch both.
No.
You guys weren't going to watch either.
I wasn't going to watch either. No, I've seen quite a bit of Supernatural. I've seen probably the first five or six seasons.
I saw all the way season seven, past season five. It just starts getting boring because, like, you get a whole story arc, and I liked the beginning of it where it was just, like, I like brain-dead TV shows where you can just multitask.
Well,
yeah. Still know what's going on.
You'll love iZombie.
No, I'm not.
Ba-dum-psh.
They,
File that one.
Like Flash, you always know it's something different in every episode. You can do whatever you want, and just you can still know what's going on.
Now, I hate doing this because of all the spoilers. So, and this is not a review show by any means, okay? But Flash, because I love it so much. Did you find, since you've seen all the episodes up to current?
Mm.
The writing got better nearly every episode that came along. The way they fleshed out his personal relationships.
Yeah.
Certainly the way they fleshed out, you know, the relationship with old Dr. Wells, the good doctor, Dr. Wells. And this last episode, I know, Tony, you don't have a whole lot to add to this because you've...
Sorry.
Again, not a review show, and if you haven't seen it, then spoilers, but I'm going to try to keep this superficial so Tony doesn't get spoiled. Sisko, when he is confronting Dr. Wells, or when he's confronted by Dr. Wells, okay, when he's all camping out at the laboratory trying to do some investigation stuff,
yeah,
and then Wells shows up, just, do you not notice how he's normally so bubbly, upbeat, and perky to the point of nausea? That the look on his face when he was being told all this by Dr. Wells was just the look of a man who knew his end was right around the corner because of everything he knew. I mean, this just, you don't know what I'm talking about.
Dr. Wells is the guy in the wheelchair, right?
Yes.
Okay, Sisko is?
The only guy who looks like a guy named Sisko.
Okay, so the tech guy.
Yes, the Texican.
Dong, 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 dong.
Nope.
Oh.
Ooh, that dress so scandalous.
That Flash so scandalous.
We're probably going to cut this out because I'm getting flat lines off Josh.
I told you, I like brain dead TV shows.
Well, there you go. He was just...
I turned it on and then I went took a shower. And
so
I came back and I knew I was
happening. I came back, it was over, so I guess I saw that episode.
It was a pretty quick one.
So I haven't seen The Flash, but has he been able to walk through a wall yet?
No.
Then I will not watch it until that happens.
Why not?
I want to see that happen.
Okay.
And if it doesn't happen, then I'm not gonna consider it a Flash show.
He is slowly discovering the potential of his abilities. Like, he's not going to immediately... Matter of fact, he kind of runs into stuff when he first figures out he can run.
Right. That's how they should do it. I'm glad... From what I've heard, I do fully love the Flash character. I like all the iterations of him that I've read. I like the character himself. I even like him whenever it was Barry Allen, right?
Barry Allen.
That's the one they're going with. So whenever he was in Arrow and he walks up, I had no idea. I didn't watch the hype on TV about it. I watched it on Netflix. Whenever he walks up on the screen and he says, "Hi, I'm from Starling City. I'm Barry Allen." I just thought, oh, this is great. This is great because this means they're going to try to do Flash somewhere. And lo and behold, they already had it in the works. But I was very excited. And I do want to see The Flash because I really like the character. I've heard nothing but good things about the show. Character development, the powers that they have. They're doing even more powers than Arrow because Arrow's been so subdued.
So
on one of the Flash episodes, like it says, previously on Flash and Green Arrow.
Yeah, they have. That's cool. Like,
Flash. So, they're doing that every Christmas, from what I read.
Episode where the Green Arrow goes to see Flash, which I'm probably gonna need to watch Green Arrow to see that episode.
Yep.
And there's an episode of Flash where Green Arrow comes to see him, and
right.
Yeah, and they just do a whole bunch of stuff. And like,
well, something goes amiss, and they end up... it is literally the Flash versus the Green Arrow.
That's what I've heard, that they actually fight it out.
They kind of go fisticuffs, and it's... That one was pretty cool. I mean, obviously, it was a way to grab ratings from this show, and then this show grabs ratings from the other show, and, you know, and it worked. Because I had no desire to watch Arrow until I saw that first crossover, and the only reason I watched the crossover was because I'm a Flash fan. So then I decided, okay, I'll go back and I'll give Arrow a second chance.
Well, past there you go.
The first two episodes, which is all I gave it to begin with. It got old and boring, and I stuck with it.
Like, he just recently figured out how fast he needs to go to run up a building.
No, you're a few episodes back, Josh.
Oh, am I?
Yes.
Well, that's pretty cool, too. I mean, thinking of that and him.
I will go one step further. Hang on. He just recently figured out how to travel.
No, I
have not seen that.
No.
One.
Not on purpose.
No, what? No, not so soon.
What did he do? Did
really?
He pull a Superman and run around the Earth?
No. It's done right.
Okay.
Because
good.
I was terrified when I went, you know, because I knew Flash had this ability. I thought, you know, how are you going to put that on network television and not make everybody else just flip a table and throw their cards in the air like, this is hocus pocus?
And in the same universe as Arrow.
It's done so...
Okay, good.
It's done subtly, okay? But you just... You've got to get caught up so you can see the Arrow. Or
the Flash.
You know, so you can see that episode. Because that episode, his ability, you would think, would be the elephant in the room... But it's not.
Wow. What else could have been going on in an episode to make that be the least...
You want me to shut this off and tell you? Because it's the best episode, period, ever.
How far is it into the series?
It's the most recent one that aired last week.
So how far are they out? Like 14, 15 episodes or more?
17?
Yeah, something like that.
I want to catch up.
I saw it, but I was probably doing homework during that episode.
Well, mainly what... Don't do that. No, come on. Here's what I want to see in Flash, okay? I want to see him, obviously, face through a wall. I want to see him do that. I want to see him running around. He can vibrate himself so fast that he can... go between the molecules of a solid wall.
Huh.
I don't want to spoil anything, but there is some phasing in that episode too. But
can he phase through people?
I'm assuming he could, but I don't think he probably wants to try because it's organic material. I don't know. But I want to see him. I want to see him use his arms as like rotors, like fan blades to shoot out like cyclones of air. I've seen him do that. He's used them to basically, while he's falling out of a plane, he has been able to hold himself up using many tornadoes that he made swirling his arms around. I want to see that type of stuff.
There is some airbending in this most recent episode.
That he does?
Yep.
Really? That's interesting. I'm glad that somebody as smart as Barry Allen got to be the Flash so he could actually explore the full extent of his powers.
Well, he does it with the help of his scientists back at Star Labs who recommend that, well, try this. The only way to stop this calamity from happening that I can think of is for you to do this. Well, how do I do that? You just got to run fast. Well, I don't know if I can run that fast. Or I don't think you can run that fast, Barry. I got to try.
Cisco's made like a special treadmill where he can try to push himself and see how fast he can actually go.
And in the comic books, that's where Barry Allen discovers the ability to time travel is all hinged on that treadmill.
The Speed Force.
But this, it's done so well. I mean, I can't go any deeper into this most recent episode because it just, by the time it's over and the way it ends, I was standing up in the living room going, oh my goodness, that is so brilliant. Like, that would be an epic end of the season.
And
just to make so many fanboys angry and guys like me angry because you're like, it is like the cliffhanger to end all cliffhangers. When you look a little deeper at what went on, if you just take it for what it's worth, you're like, oh, what a twist.
What a twist.
But when you, when, when, when you think about the depth of what happened, that's when you're like, oh, okay, I see what's going on now. That's amazing. Getting over my love affair for The Flash, which is very obvious, is like, you know, DC has five, with the caveat to Constantine, which probably is not going to get renewed, series on TV, which obviously puts them higher than Marvel's television universe.
For now.
Well, Marvel is going to that whole subscription thing, which all of their stuff's going to be on Netflix or the PSN network.
Or Hulu? They doing Hulu?
I don't think they got a. I don't think there's a Hulu exclusive. But here's what's coming up for DC in development. Well, no, let's go back. Let's go with what's been ordered up. CBS has ordered up Supergirl.
Oh yes, yes.
One season. Fox has ordered a pilot for Lucifer.
What is that? I'm not familiar with that.
It's a crime fighting devil.
Everyone's a crime fighting devil. No, that would be Daredevil.
No, this one can see.
He's got eyes that work.
Well, Lucifer, he has eyes everywhere.
He's better.
It's loosely adapted on a comic book character by Neil Gaiman. And it's basically, you know, Lucifer's bored and unhappy as the Lord of Hell.
Mm.
He resigns his throne entirely and abandons his kingdom for the beauty of L.A. Layers upon layers, Hal.
This sounds kind of like Little Nicky.
So it's definitely fiction.
Sounds kind of like City of Angels.
which
stars Nicolas Cage. Oh, how ironic.
Nicolas Cage? What?
And he gets his kicks helping the LAPD punish criminals.
I could see him doing that. I could see Lucifer doing that just for fun. I mean, he could always get his own, you know, like a warrior demon, some kind of person that could walk around and judge people for him, you know, like some kind of ghost rider or something. Or yeah, is that too Marvel?
No.
It's too Nicolas Cage is what I...
Was I Ghost Rider Marvel?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, because he did a lot of overage with Wolverine and Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
Which would have helped the series in the cinema greatly.
Oh, it would have definitely helped the movie.
At least the second one.
I mean, first one should have been someone else. Shouldn't have been Nicolas Cage.
It was okay.
Of all the CG, I think the best special effects were the addition of his hairline. I win.
That was a good one.
And another one that's been ordered up by AMC.
Ooh, yeah. Which brings you Walking Dead.
Which is funny. CBS, no one, you know, you another don't
Another
crime-fighting
zombie. Another one.
But
oh, crime-fighting Rick Grimes.
You say AMC, and all of a sudden, like, well, that's a heavy hitter.
Crime-fighting Daryl.
Preacher.
Crime-fighting Preacher is...
So you've got Lucifer.
Is Father Gabriel playing this game?
Coming to CBS.
Or
and
Fox.
Then, yeah, Fox
Lucifer
and
going
CBS.
To Fox. AMC getting Preacher.
Is
which,
Father Gabriel playing this guy? It's
big,
AMC.
Oh. You know what? I just looked up. Never mind this.
Canceled already?
Go ahead and cancel it. File it. Preacher is an American television. This is coming from the Wikipedia entry.
Okay.
It's being developed by Evan Goldberg and Seth Rogen of Green Hornet fame.
That means nothing to me other than...
Don't ever use Green Hornet and fame in the same sentence.
I'm just saying. Preacher revolves around Jesse Custer, a conflicted preacher in a small town that emerges with a powerful creature that's escaped from heaven. Along with his ex-girlfriend, Tulip. I'm not...
Tulip? Tulip? Is he a Calvinist? Come on!
And an Irish vampire named Cassidy.
Irish vampire.
Irish vampire?
The three embark on
How do you say
a,
I want to suck your blood in an Irish accent?
I'm not going down that road.
Yeah, something with beer.
The three embark.
Something with beer.
The three embark on a journey to literally find God.
To literally find
literally.
God.
And that's gonna be on AMC. So
it ain't gonna be as long as Walking Dead.
No. Now that's what's been ordered. Okay, those are pilots coming up. Here's what's in development. Static Shock.
Ooh, and I don't know what that is.
It's going to be digital only, so it's going to be like a web series.
Like Green Lantern. They had a Green Lantern animated feature,
No, when I
CG.
Say digital, I don't mean...
Oh, you're talking
I mean digital
okay.
distribution.
I got what you're saying. Okay.
It may be a Netflix. It may be a Hulu. It just says digital, so I don't know for sure.
Gotcha.
These are just in development. They've not been confirmed.
Static Shock's cool, though.
Titans. Which I assume is Teen Titans.
Teen Titans. I can dig that.
I saw that one.
But that's not the cartoon, Josh.
No. I saw the thing on Titans. I read the thing on Titans. The actual thing that's coming out.
It's heading over to TNT.
What does TNT have anymore? I mean, I haven't watched TNT in forever since I don't have cable, but what is TNT? What do they put out? What gives them the...
Basketball TV. And the Atlanta Braves.
TV.
Well, okay, I guess my question is, why would someone go to TNT to bring something like that?
Because they don't have anything like that.
So they're trying to get into the CW, Fox type of stuff like that. Did you say Titans is going to?
TNT.
Titans is going to TNT.
Which the animated is exclusive to Cartoon Network,
right?
Obviously.
But this is going to be live action?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they can afford it. I mean, the first time they have to actually show Beast Boy changing into a giraffe, then, I mean, I think their budget's blown. I mean, it's TNT.
So while Titans is going to TNT, Sci-Fi is picking up DMZ, which stands for Demilitarized Zone. Yeah, that comic series is going to Sci-Fi.
Hmm. I don't know that one either. What is that?
Well, that's what I was browsing. Because I don't know anything about it. It's looking at... let's see, who's it got? It's got some executives and writers from Mad Men helming it up. So, I mean, there's got some clout behind it.
That's our next project once Mad Men ends.
Executive producer for the pilot is David Heyman, who was Heyman?
Probably Heyman.
Yeah. If his name was Hyman, his first name would be Buster. He worked on Harry Potter and Gravity, so he understands physics, obviously. But DMZ is basically set in the future where a second civil war has turned the island of Manhattan into a demilitarized zone.
No way.
What do you mean demilitarized zone?
No military.
No man's land.
Okay, that makes more sense.
There you go.
We should just call it that.
And basically, it's what happens. That island is caught between the forces of the United States of America and the secessionist Free States of America. The FSA.
I like it.
So it's just like another civil war.
It's Firefly.
Never saw Firefly.
Oh, man, it is. It's good.
Okay.
So you got Static Shock going to digital distribution, Titans at TNT, DMZ going to Sci-Fi, and there's a series called Scalped that's being in development for WGN.
It better not have Indians. Is it Indians?
No, it's aliens.
It's alien Indians? Why are they doing alien Indians?
Elindians.
Elindians.
That sounds like an alien race.
Inlians.
Scalped is a critically acclaimed 60-issue Western comic book.
Oh, no. Really?
Published by Vertigo Comics. It focuses on the Oglala Lakota inhabitants in the Prairie Rose Indian
Reservation. South Dakota.
South Dakota.
Ooh!
As they grapple with organized crime, rampant poverty, drug addiction, alcoholism, local politics, and the preservation of their cultural identity. Doesn't sound compelling, and I'm not making light of the struggles of folks who was here first. Okay, what I'm saying is, from a comic book standpoint, nobody has superpowers.
They're super Indians.
Nope.
Kind of like Apache Chief.
It just looks like a drama.
Super
I think Apache
Indian.
Chief actually was Chickasaw. They never really fleshed that out. Now he's DC, so it's topical.
There's one super Indian that can.
Inukchuk.
I think if they're going down that route, I mean, it'll be interesting. I mean, there's a lot of interesting history here before white people even showed up.
Well, this is taking place currently, though.
Right, right. But they're real Indians, though. I mean, they're supposed to be, well, Native Americans, Mesoamericans.
They're folks what crossed the land bridge.
Right.
Yeah, Beringia.
Beringia. We're back at it.
And then finally, the last series that's in development right now, to round it all out, sci-fi on the list again, is developing Krypton.
That actually could be pretty cool. I mean, I'm assuming this is only taking place on the planet Krypton, but on the lead up to the catastrophe that destroyed it. That's interesting because that's ripe for all kinds of storylines.
Is it going to be all about Superman, or is it going to be?
I guarantee you, it will probably be more like Gotham.
Yeah, more Gotham than Batman.
It's giving an idea. I'm assuming. I haven't read anything about it, but they're probably going to bring a lot of. They're going to break the ground and get the ground ready for where Superman's parents, where this entire Superman thing came from.
Okay. Better have Russell Crowe in it.
It will not. I can almost guarantee you.
I'm done. He's not British. He's a Kiwi.
That's true.
What do you mean he's a Kiwi?
He's from
New Zealand.
Oh, never heard that.
It's a country.
Well, I've heard of New Zealand. I've never heard of a New Zealander.
Yeah, they're called Kiwis.
That's where Kiwis come from.
Yeah, there's a lot of Kiwis down there.
Yes.
I think you could just get them anywhere.
No.
Can't get them in Africa.
Somewhere.
You don't get them in Africa.
But they got to come from somewhere.
Well,
can you not just grow them?
They're not native to Africa. Well, you can't.
Have you been to Africa?
They only grow in
You can
New
grow
Zealand
sand.
Soil.
Let me. I want to send you a link. I'm going to send
Tell
you a
Tell me
link.
How you grow sand. Give me a step-by-step.
Well, with
first,
a tree.
You water dirt.
That doesn't make sand. That makes
And in 100 years, you have sand. As long as you never water it again.
Did you know the rocks in the deserts there move?
There are rocks that they say move. I don't know.
Yeah, they're like alive.
Well,
no.
There's a scientific explanation to it that I've never bothered reading.
Like icebergs.
Yes.
Okay. That has nothing to do with how you grow sand. I want to send you a link to Sam Kennison discussing.
Oh, boy.
Is he a sand farmer?
He's something.
Oh, God. He's a comedian?
I don't know.
No. He was a comedian.
No, he is still funny.
He left.
He is funny. He is still funny.
He left the comedy scene to become a sand farmer.
No, he or well, to become a corpse. To become sand.
Oh, he's dead.
He's more like sand at this point. Yes. That's how you grow sand.
With Sand Kinnison.
Sand Kinnison.
That's his ultimate joke.
That's a good name right there. I like that name.
That's his final joke.
Well, then he
It's
wins.
The long con.
He wins.
Yeah.
He wins. Now, here's some takeaways I've got on this whole Marvel versus DC television, because right now it sounds like DC is winning this hands down.
Yeah, the TV at least.
But here's something interesting. They've got three current. They've got five current. I'm sorry. They've got three coming out and five more in development. Okay, so if Constantine gets picked up, you're looking at 13 shows on network television. If it doesn't get picked up, you've still got a dozen comic book-based shows on network television.
And is that including the pay sites?
I don't know that they've got anything pay coming up, except for the one on Digital Static Shock.
Right.
Which it doesn't say where it's going. If it's on Hulu, it won't be pay. It'll you'll probably be able to stream it without having a Plus membership. But as excited as that may make you,
Schwing.
Historically, since 1997, they've had four unaired pilots that they've produced.
I'm assuming at least one is Aquaman.
And yes, which I actually saw.
Yeah,
I found it and on the interwebs, and I saw it.
How'd you find it if it was unaired?
It was unaired, but
unaired,
it was
not unmade.
Yeah,
people be putting stuff on the internet, and it's out there if you go look for it. And
well,
I will say
yeah,
this.
Being on air, saying it's unaired just means it didn't actually go to network. It never was on television, but they still put it out. Like here's the trailer, and they do that mainly because if interest does pick back up, then they can always pick the show back up.
Now, also they had this makes me laugh a little bit. Wonder Woman.
It was just a matter of time.
That was like the 80s or something.
In the 70s, you had Linda Carter as Wonder Woman. Okay. But they kept trying to bring it back. They tried to do Wonder Woman three times.
Especially doing like a Wonder Woman movie at some point, aren't they?
No, well, she's going to be in Man of Steel.
Yeah, she's going to be.
Superman.
Superman. The Justice League movie.
Batfleck.
Batfleck 1.
The series...
Well, we're back!
...looked like it may have gone somewhere. I mean, the ironic thing is that it stars the same young lady who is the Mockingbird for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh,
Adrienne
okay.
Pilecki.
Pilecki.
Was Wonder Woman 4 years ago. And I'm with you.
Because she is... I don't want to see a beastly woman, but she is tall.
She's a good-sized woman, yes.
And looks so much better with dark hair than she does in this horrible dye job they've got her on for the S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Maybe none of this sees the light of day, because historically, in addition to they've had 4 unaired pilots since 97, there have been 13 unproduced series that have been requested by various networks since the 90s. 13 unproduced series, like 2 servings of Wonder Woman.
Ugh. Get it together, DC.
For real.
A Bruce Wayne series, Man, The Graysons, Raven, Blue Beetle.
What's Blue Beetle?
Oh, dude, these are good stories. These are good stories.
Our Man. This is since 90.
Wasn't
since
the 1990. Tick a TV show?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay.
Since 99.
With Patrick Warburton.
The Spectre, Amazon, which I assume would have been another Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
So Wonder Woman has 4 attempts. Young Justice, Booster Gold.
Oh.
No idea.
Oh, dude, that would be fun.
And, in 2015, which just started but is already on the axed list, Global Frequency.
Global Frequency?
I know, right?
Global Frequency? That's no idea.
Is Al Gore in it?
No, but I think it may have Dennis Quaid and Jim Caviezel.
Jim Caviezel?
Jim Caviezel? He was the Count of Monte Cristo.
He wasn't Jesus.
He was.
Was he?
Yeah.
He was Jesus.
I get him and the British guy mixed up.
Mel Gibson played his feet.
Which British guy?
Superman.
Henry Cavill.
They're the same.
Henry Cavill and Jim Caviezel, you think, are the same person.
I don't like either one of them.
I heard Mel Gibson was only Jesus' feet.
He was what?
I heard that Mel Gibson was
Did you hear that on,
Jesus
like, South
feet.
Park?
No.
No, he was the one that drove the nail in the movie, from what I understand.
Mel Gibson was?
Yeah, because he didn't want anybody else to hold that burden.
Not a fan of Jews.
Mel Gibson's not a fan of Jews?
Well, you can tell, because he had a movie about the Roman state crucifying one. An innocent one at that.
Which is the 51st state.
What is?
Rome.
Rome?
I mean, it's the
no, Rome state. Is held by the Vatican, thank you very much. Vatican City.
If you believe everything
you may have heard
you
of it.
In the competition between Marvel and DC, which will be ongoing until the end of time or until the end of comics. But in the television world, Josh, who do you think has the upper hand here? Is it Marvel, who, I will say, is keeping all of their stuff on only 2 platforms? Well, I guess 3 if you count PlayStation Network, but, you know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Agent Carter on ABC, most everything else they're doing is on Netflix, whereas DC has 8 different networks, plus 1 digital distribution outlet handling their current and upcoming schedule.
I'll say Marvel, since DC's had the worst luck of getting shows on the air. And pretty much every Marvel show has gone on the air.
Like both of them.
It hasn't there
been I'm sure there's been, a,
there's
quite
been
a few that have probably been axed.
Well, there may have.
There's always some that...
Superhero may have
there
been
were
Marvel.
A bunch of Spider-Man shows.
Well, it was on the air.
Spider-Man TV shows? I'm not talking animated. And we didn't even talk about Gotham.
Fish.
The guy that...
Fish.
The woman that you mentioned earlier, yeah.
The fish. Band, yes.
Fish, yes.
Yeah.
Real
they,
big
they,
fish.
They provide all of the music for Gotham. All
right. That'd be a good show.
Well.
It'd be a better show.
It'd be a show. It'd yes. still be a show, technically. In only the technical sense of the word.
Just replace it all with music by Fish. Theme and all.
With a PH.
I think that about does it for the DC television universe. Tony,
yes.
Is there anything? What's in your bucket of awesome this week? What has brought you a bucket full of awesome?
In my bucket of awesome this week, my Xbox started reading discs again. It was really weird. Just switched my Xbox out, started trying to play a game. I've been playing nothing but what's on the hard drive.
Right.
And I played with it just a little bit and got it to actually read something, so I've been able to play Borderlands 2 again.
Okay.
On my Xbox. with my save game. So that was actually a huge thing for me this week.
Huge bucket of awesome.
Huge bucket of awesome. Maybe even a trash can of awesome.
Well, that's just the best bucket. Josh, how about you? What's putting the cream in your Twinkie?
You really did it.
I joined the gym and I'm doing pretty good, I guess. I don't know.
Well, look at you go. What are you? Are you lifting? Are you running?
What are you doing? Both. Arms today?
I do.
Are you on a treadmill with some free dumbbells?
I do an hour of cardio, hour of lifting.
Two hours?
How many shake weights have you worn out?
None. They don't carry them. I suggested that they should, but...
Oh, no. I'm sure you
the
did.
The whole point is you should carry the shake weight.
You walk in and say, no, I carry this from home. This is mine. You got to have two, though.
Yeah, you get one in each hand, and then turn to the first guy you see and say, hey, can you give me a hand with this? How's my technique?
Can you spot me? Can you hold this for a second? Feel free to use it.
I want to lose 75 pounds. So.
Well, we're going to check in on you next week. Let's see how many...
See how many abs we
see how many weights you've lost.
I eat rice cakes now.
Wow.
They are good.
Do you crumble them up and put them in milk? Because that's just Rice Krispies, man.
Nope, it's chocolate rice cakes.
No, it's not chocolate.
It's got chocolate on it.
It's brown.
It's got chocolate bits on it. It's got chocolate, like little chocolate chips
on it. It's chocolate-esque.
It's got little chocolate chips on it.
Well, then you're, then no. Probably, then you the should sugar go big itself. Or go home, or I guess don't go big, but
I'm
don't
not,
go home
I'm not
either.
Going the bland ones. You I'm just, not going to no, do man. Butter.
Not butter.
They
just
got
go
butter.
Rice.
They have
just
my
go
butter.
Rice.
No, that's disgusting. I'm not doing bland.
That's the best diet is bland.
Why? Well, yeah, because you don't eat a lot of it.
Speaking of diets.
I've cut out Coke.
Well, that's good for your health anyway because you had the jitters. And then your nose would bleed.
My nose didn't bleed.
Coke. Cocaine.
Okay, speaking of diets, we're going to cut this thin, and that'll wrap us up here for this episode of the Actively Distracted Dialogue podcast. Glad Tony's Xbox is returned from the grave and is reading discs again. You know, Josh, I wish you well in your pursuit of shake weight world domination.
I'm going to get ripped out my face.
Yep.
I'm going to quote you on that.
No, I will quote him on that because that's going in this episode. And, you know, as far as what's in my bucket of awesome,
not having the peep-hop around my microphone today is working out pretty well. You know, I can get right
we'll
up
see.
On it. Like an olive oil.
I'm sure that part won't sound great.
So, yeah, that's going to wrap us up. So, we will catch you... next week when we discuss the NCAA bracket challenge we're hosting at facebook.com/the ADD podcast. We're picking movies by Nicolas Cage, and we're going to see who ends up being the winner. So head on over there, download the brackets, print them off, and fill them out. Tune in next week to see how your bracket stacks up to ours. We'll be going over that. So, yeah, check us out, the ADD podcast there, facebook.com/the ADD podcast. So we'll see you in a week.
You've got to dig for your dirt, Stevie.
This has been a production of the White Dragon Podcast Network. For information on this, as well as our other great podcasts, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/WD Podcast Network, email us at WDPodcastNetwork@gmail.com, and follow us on Twitter at White Dragon PN.